Have you ever wondered what is a lead, or get confused when people were like, you need more leads? Or have you ever questioned, how do I get leads? And what is the easiest way for me to get leads? This is exactly those questions I'm gonna answer you today with three types of activities you can start right away to get more leads.
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible, i.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine and healthy? This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews, and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation.
Welcome to Social Media Love Show, whether you are on YouTube or on the podcast, wherever you are listening to this tutorial, every week I give you a little nugget you can implement for your business. I'm Angelique Binet, I'm the founder of Social Media Love, and I help women entrepreneurs to fall in love with their fear of becoming visible while monetizing their message. When I say visible, I mean sharing your voice, your ideas, your stories, your irresistible offers with leadership and expertise. Have you ever wondered what is a lead, or get confused when people were like, you need more leads? Or have you ever questioned, how do I get leads? And what is the easiest way for me to get leads? This is exactly those questions I'm gonna answer you today with three types of activities you can start right away to get more leads. So let's make it easy for you. First, what is a lead? So a lead is basically a person that could potentially become a client. It's someone who's gonna open your entrance door to get into your shop, whether you sell services, programs, you're a coach, consultant. When I say shop, it's like your online little house you have here, whether you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. So your lead is passing by, walking on the street, and and then they may be entering your door. So let's start with the easiest way to connect with new people that you're gonna call your leads. And number one, we're gonna talk about the organic lead, which is the lead that you are not paying Facebook for, or LinkedIn, or whatever platform you use on social media to try to gather a community of potential buyers. So what is the organic way? I'm gonna give you a few examples and you'll pick and choose what you can start today. Before we get into the organic way to get leads, I want you to make sure that before you start that exercise, you're gonna put some time aside. Let's say you come into 10 minutes a day and you're gonna put your intention before you start scrolling. You're gonna put your intention on, yes, it is totally possible to meet my next client on social media. And then let's say we go to LinkedIn. So what do we do on LinkedIn, for example, to kind of knock at people's door, that people who could be a lead? LinkedIn has an amazing feature, is that you can look up for people's job. So let's say that you have a business and you are especially targeting HR consultant. So in LinkedIn, you go in the search bar and you look for HR consultant. And there is other options you can add to the filters, but let's start simple. And so LinkedIn gonna give you access to a bunch of people that are said to be HR consultants. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna actually look up some of them and follow your guts, right? Click on some profile, check what they're doing. And then remember, on LinkedIn, you can kind of see who is watching, looking at your profile, right? So that's, once you click on it, the person can kind of know who is looking at their profile. So sometimes just that could be an element of connection. But let's say that, so you're on a profile that you found through the search feature on LinkedIn, and you are looking at what that person content is about, and it really resonates with the type of clients you're looking for. So right now you don't want to sell them anything, you just want to say hi because you want to swim in the pool of people you want to attract. You want people who want your energy to feel your energy. So one way to feel someone's energy is to interact with them. The same when you go to a party, you're gonna hang out, you're gonna be attractive. You go to a wedding, you're gonna go with the people that looks cool to you. It doesn't mean that they look cool to me, right? So it's the same on LinkedIn or any social media platforms you can look up like that. And then if you see some posts that are really relevant to, you know, how you feel about your clients or potential clients, then you can leave a comment. Or if you really resonate with something, you can even DM them, telling them that you really appreciate the content and you admire like their position on this or that, whatever. Like you don't sell anything, you don't ask them anything. You genuinely tell them that you discover them and you really appreciate their content. And then you'll see that sometimes this leads to a conversation that goes beyond just a connection, right? So just be patient. Sometimes the next step is going to be to follow each other, or maybe it's going to be DMs after DMs. Who knows, right? So you just have to be networking. That's what it is, with full and genuine intention that you are knitting a community of intentional people who like to hang out together and that you feel you can help. Number two, this is right in front of your nose. It's basically looking at who is watching your stories, liking your posts, commenting, sharing on all your platforms. And literally, you're gonna put your microscope on and you're gonna check who are those people. Check what they post, who do they interact with. You can learn so much about, you know, are they a good fit or do they really sound like your ideal clients? And then you can even learn more about who your ideal clients is, especially if you're on LinkedIn. You know, we can see what groups they belong, what big industry they follow, what brand they follow, and they can use that information to actually help you on the other platforms. So, or if you're in groups and then you kind of pay attention to those people who came to like your post, maybe they're in a group where you are, or maybe you can discover they're in a public group that you could join because there is like-minded pool of people there that could be your clients in a way that, again, is genuine, okay? So basically, spend time, even if you don't have a lot of people looking at your stuff on social media, who are they? Everyone and each of them is special, right? I personally never take for granted someone who is taking the time to watch my stories, even if they don't say anything. I'm gonna go and check them out, and if I see that they're here every day without saying anything, I'm gonna spend time on their social platforms and DM them to thank them to be there. And it leads sometimes to amazing relationship that you would never guess because you dared to approach them. You know they're watching every day and maybe they're so shy, the fear of becoming visible to someone else they don't know can just paralyze them, and you're gonna help them and enter the door, right? So that's a lead that you get from social media that may potentially next time might be interested into getting into your email list by downloading a tool that you offer your audience or a webinar that you offer your audience, right? So this is what we call leads. So some people don't call leads stuff on social media. I don't agree with that because in my experience, whether it's my business or my client's business, leads can really come straight from social media without even going to your email list. So there are different kind of leads, but the ones that are on social media are not to be ignored. Of course, once they opt to your email list through things you give to them, once they're on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn, they are leads too. But so that's kind of a parenthesis because some people you hear, this is not the lead if it just gets someone who is commenting. Well, sorry, but it is to my knowledge and to my experience. So that was number two, like spend time to look at who are the people who are kind of swimming around your post and your stories, and then spend time on their social trying to figure out how you could build a connection. Maybe you see that they also love essential oils. So you're going to connect on things you see in commonalities. And you start with a human connection before you go to the, you know, programs or even you just do like you would do in a party. Like, you're not going to sell your things right away. Hey, by the way, you're the friend of Josh. Oh, by the way, I have this to sell. Right. So no, it's the same here. I told you three. There could be so many more ways to get leads. But I want three because, you know, let's start simple. The other way, that is an easy way, is running ads on Facebook. Lead ads on Facebook work super well, whether you want to deliver a lead magnet to someone, whether you invite them to a webinar, whether you do a challenge. Basically, a lead is like, this type of lead is really when they give you their email in exchange of something that is happening. So maybe you have a resource, a free resource or a paid resource as well, like a low ticket thing that you give them in exchange of their email and then they get into your email. So that's another way to get leads. Another way you can actually, I'm going to give you an extra tip here because there are so many ways you can get leads. But so we said, okay, do your research and find leads through your research. Number two, look at who is already there on your social media platforms and reach out to them. And number three, is Facebook lead ads, for example, or any type of lead ads. Then the little bonus I want to give you is that I love a new system of getting leads that I have, and it's by inviting people to a special event. So I interview people every week or every other week on my show, The Real Story Behind Her Business. And to do so, they got to become a member of my email list. So what I mean by that is that they get to be part of my ecosystem. They get to be in my vibes every week when I send an email or if they watch more of my videos. So basically you invite people to be part of your world because your world rocks. And I know because I'm the first, it's hard for me to feel that some days, that our world, the world that we are creating is amazing. And so we need to invite as many people that fit into that world in our world. So by inviting people to do interviews with me, not only I give them the gift of sharing their stories with me, but also the gift of being part of my new family, of their new family. The same way with roundtables. So this is another thing that I put in place maybe 6 months ago, where it's a very small committee of women entrepreneurs that I invite to come in. So they have to register. So once they register, they are part of my family. Oh, and then we also, of course, the goal of being part of my family, the short-term goal is to attend a roundtable where it's not about selling anything, but we take the time and space to really talk and deepen our networking, our conversation about what's going on in our woman's life as entrepreneur, as mom, sometimes depending on the topic, like it's very free format. So, you know, every week I like to equip you with a new piece of content. And this week, it's actually, I never do that publicly because I always invite privately people, women, to my roundtables. But I want to give you a chance to experience what a roundtable is. And it's just for 5 to 6 women at a time, okay? And I do them once a month. So I'm going to offer you a chance to apply, not to apply, to register. Because if you, I'm going to send you the link and you're going to look at it. And then you do it, okay? You have to do it. It just, like, I know the fear gonna kick in. You say, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know that. You know, if you're a woman entrepreneur and you're serving people to transform their life, whether it's personal, professional, spiritually, whatever, if you're a coach, a consultant, a service-based woman entrepreneur, please just get the link around this video. Come and join my next roundtable. If the one that is of this month is full, check the other link, the other dates in the calendar because there is once a month. And it's just 5 to 6 women, so it feels up fast. So don't hesitate to go to the next month. But I really want to see you there. And basically, we're going to have a great chat. It's kind of non-formal, but it's organized around questions. And it's not a sales pitch. It's really about taking the time to deepen our relationships and share and support to each other. I forgot to tell you this. If you are watching or listening to this video or tutorial, I want you to know that you are here for the long game, okay? So what you take those information, you piece it together, you see what works for you, and then you try, you test it, and don't expect any outcome by tomorrow. Your mission is on the long term. So your outcome may happen later than you think, and it's all okay. Be patient, be consistent, and believe in your success. So if you want to access any of the things I told you about, look at the show notes. There will be the links in there. Plus, I'm going to add a little thing for you. It's going to be a link to some script that you can use to DM people, because it can be, you know, sometimes uncomfortable to how do I say to approach people in a DM. So I will add this resource as well in around this video or on the blog, so that you have access to this. Okay, I hope this helped you, and or maybe you or your friends or someone who works with you. Let me know in the comments. I really need to know, because I want to know if you want me to keep serving you that type of content. Okay, and by the time we meet again in a week, I wish you all the best. Ciao, ciao. Lots of social media love.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angelique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.